This election season has been unlike any other. From news coverage to social media to volunteers talking to voters on Court Street, the election is everywhere. And people are anxious.
I mean, I'm definitely afraid for what the future might hold for me, you know?
Very anxious to see how it turns out.
That was Ava Heller and Jacob Arno. Both are freshmen at Ohio University and both identify as members of the LGBT community. We wanted to know what their concerns were in this upcoming election. One of the biggest issues on their minds, what happens to them once they start working full-time?
I mean, it's definitely going to grow or affect us as, like, we get jobs and move into, like, the real working world and whatnot. I mean, there certainly will be companies and people who don't want to hire LGBT people.
Ava's concerns about workplace protections is a valid one. Here in Ohio, only 30 cities and counties have anti-discrimination ordinances prohibiting employment and housing discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. 30 out of 88.
Not all states are required to have anti-discrimination in, like, the workforce, for example. And, like, I'd be very anxious to see, like, if, like, Hillary, like, makes it mandatory for those laws to be put in place versus, like, what Donald Trump might say. Like, basically, like, discrimination in a workplace needs to be dealt with. And it makes me a little anxious to see what both parties' stance would be.
Jacob's worried that if politicians don't step up to protect LGBT folks from discrimination, it sends a message about fairness in this country.
Voting against laws that would prevent discrimination in the workforce, like, you're saying, you're, like, almost saying that you're okay with it and that it, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, it's, and it, because it's not just LGBT people who would be able to be discriminated against. It would be anyone, which is not fair to anyone. Mm-hmm. And I don't want someone like that to be running a country that's supposed to be, like, made up of everyone from all sorts of different backgrounds.
When looking at the election, people often think of it in terms of the now. But it is important for the youth of America and the LGBT community to look at the lasting effects of their political choices. For The Outlet, this is Brittany Irwin.